You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
This episode of Nobody's Listening is brought to you by DrawYouAPicture.com, where you can get just about anything drawn for pretty darn cheap. Check it out today at DrawYouAPicture.com. Also brought to you by GoDaddy.com, where you can use the code PODNAME121 to save money on your next domain name.
I got a bad feeling about this.
No!
Listen up!
Nobody's listening.
Listen.
No!
Listen up!
Nobody's listening.
Listen.
No!
Listen up!
Nobody's listening.
You're listening to Nobody's Listening, where we tell funny life stories and invite you to do the same.
Hey, how you doing out there, podcast people? This is Nobody's Listening Podcast, episode 142, brought to you the week of March 15th. 2010. I'm your host. My name is James. Welcome to the show. And I wish I could say from America's hat, here's Trevor. But Trevor has other things he's doing these days where he's late. He's going to be late to the show. So at some point, we should have him in here. And by God, he better be here because he's supposed to be doing the featured story. But I can say from deep within Canada's pants, it's John Steinklobber. Welcome back, John.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I'm sorry, I had to let that alter ego out because this week is, of course, St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so we got to get our inner Irish persons on.
So, St. Patrick, what did he do? He drove the snakes out of Ireland? Is that what he did?
Yeah. Okay. He's also been known as the Apostle to Ireland. So.
Oh, good deal.
Just, you know.
I'm glad somebody made it over there.
Yeah. So they could enjoy their potatoes.
So he goes over, he tells an entire country about Jesus, and we celebrate it by drinking green beer. That makes sense, but that's
okay. Yeah, well, you know, it does. I don't know how. Maybe the water was really bad over there, and so they needed to drink the beer.
Maybe. You know what I always did is in elementary school, of course, the rule is you have to wear green on St. Patrick's Day. Otherwise, people can pinch you. Do they still do that, I wonder?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I hated that day.
I usually enforce that, and I am, of course, exempt from that whole pinching thing.
Right.
Because it also happens to be my birthday.
Oh, so that's like double jeopardy there, huh?
Dude, I'm like a honorary leprechaun.
Yeah, I've always thought of you as like a giant leprechaun.
Really?
Yeah.
So that would make me easy to catch, and then you'd steal my pot of gold.
Right.
Of course, there's no gold in my pot.
Ew.
What does that mean? I don't know.
You just said pot, and every time you say pot, I think of potty.
That's usually what I'm thinking when I say it too.
But Trevor's the leprechaun. That's what Marvel Geek in the chat room says, and she's right. He is a tiny man, so he just doesn't have any of the other attributes of a leprechaun. But my point was with the elementary school thing is I always hated it because I forgot. And I would go to school with no green on. And of course, there's always these kids that just start looking you over. And they give you the benefit of the doubt. They grab you by the shoulder, spin you around. You don't have any green on! I mean, I didn't even have a piece of yarn with a cutout shamrock. You know, some of the teachers would make that the craft. So, you know, taking pity on the poor kids whose parents are stupid, you know?
Yeah.
But so what I would always do is I would say, my underwear is green, you know, because I was safe.
Yeah,
you
right.
know, and it really was. I just didn't want to tell anybody why, you know. So,
yeah.
All right,
that's gross.
we always start with an opening story, and this is a great one from Lauren in Marietta, Georgia. Stalkers, hey y'all! I'm a huge fan. of your show. And I've always wanted to submit a story, and I'm from Marietta. And I finally decided that I got one, and it could prove to be entertaining. Smiley. My cousin and I were pretty much raised by my crazy grandma, who we call Wanda the Great. This is a story from when she visited Amish country. Enjoy. Wanda the Great had an unfinished quilt that was part of her inheritance. Well, one day she decided to take the quilt somewhere and have it finished, and where better to take it than to Amish country? So she and her sisters decided to make a trip of it, and they drove up there, and they stayed in a cabin-like resort that had electricity. And they dropped off the quilt and stayed for a few days, and they were told that they could come back for the quilt in about a month. Upon returning home, Wanda realized that she had left her hairdryer at the resort. She decided that she would just inquire after it when she made the trip back again to pick up the quilt. Well, fast forward a month, upon arriving in Amish country, she returned to the resort and she asked the lady at the front desk if anyone had found a hairdryer. The lady said no, but she says, I don't really know what a hairdryer is. No, I'm kidding. But she would contact her if someone did. Well, Wanda the Great gave all of the information, but the woman behind the desk didn't even write one thing down. This annoyed Wanda to no end, of course, and she asked if she could just go take a look for herself in the cabin, and the lady forbade her from doing so, as there were guests currently staying in the cabin. This wasn't going to deter Wanda the Great. Well, Wanda the Great made her way to the cabin and told the family staying there about her missing hairdryer. They were very nice and told her just go up and look for it. Well, she weaved her way through the kids playing in the yard and went upstairs where she found a couple just lying in the bed. She apologized for intruding, and she told them she was just going to look for her hairdryer.
And they
and they gave her some strange looks, but they let her continue her search. Finally, she found that hairdryer in the bathroom closet, and she excused herself and went back downstairs. She gave the kids in the yard some money for ice cream and thanked the family and left very satisfied. 2 weeks later, she's pulling out her suitcases to pack for another trip, and what did she find? Her hairdryer. She had stolen that family's hairdryer. The real hairdryer was hers was white, and the other one she took was white, too. Every now and then we think of that poor family who's probably telling another story right now, one about some crazy woman that stole her hairdryer from right under their noses while they were still on vacation. So that's my story. Thank y'all so much for what you do. One of your many fans, Lauren from Marietta, Georgia. Yeah.
Go Marietta.
Woohoo, woot, woot.
Hey, I didn't know that we had any other Atlanta listeners, so I'm pretty stoked about
that. Yeah, absolutely. All right, we're going to add old Trevor boy in. Here he comes. So, yeah. Hey, you there, Trevor?
I'm here.
Yay.
Hey, I'm gonna. Amy. I was just getting your seat warm. That's all.
Here, slide down, John. Yeah, slide down. Hey, Trevor, how's it going in your aura training or what's it? Did you take your owls?
What?
What are you? You're gonna be an auror, right? What is it?
An orc?
An orc?
An Archimbald? An Archigabombi?
Yeah.
An arch
villain.
No,
arch support.
I'm going to be an arch support.
Arch support? That's nothing like I was guessing.
So anyway, where have you been? Where's your priorities? Your government or your podcast?
Well, I'm trying to fit both in.
Oh, okay.
Yes, the word you're looking for is alderman.
Alderman. No, there we go.
I knew I was so close.
There we go.
Yes. What did you tell the fine folks whilst I was gone?
I told them you were having a baby.
I'm not having a baby.
Well, he just said you're pregnant, so you haven't had the baby yet. How you feeling, by the way?
A bit bloated. I want some ice cream.
I wake up every morning at 3 and throw up.
Well, I want some ice cream, too.
I just want to eat Tab and Goldfish crackers. For some reason, that's all I want.
Speaking of Goldfish crackers, today's episode is sponsored by Curio, Dean Piercy, Keith Teklitz, Jordan Medina, Alexis Spaulding, It's Just Us podcast, and Ashley Quigg, Metamorph 14. And he has a message. Here's my message. I've been listening to since episode 70, almost 2 years now. And it was an interesting show to start out, but needless to say, I still listen and laugh till my side hurts. So there you go. And then Marianne Buck says, this is for Sally's birthday. Could you please sing her happy birthday? And the answer to that question is no, we can't.
But happy birthday.
Yeah.
Because I know how it feels to have one.
That's true. When's your birthday again?
2 days from now.
Okay.
That would be really? That would be St. Patrick's Day. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, happy birthday. How are you going to be? 15, 16?
I'm going to be 17.
Okay. Hey, real quick. Trevor is actually going to sing happy birthday. So go ahead. Sing happy birthday to Sally.
I am?
Yep.
Happy birthday to Sally?
Yep.
Hey.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Sally. Happy birthday to you.
Man, I didn't think he'd really do it. Congratulations. You just
That's impressive.
Yeah, you just got some NL cast points.
Oh, man.
And I just established them. So there you go. All right.
Will you give him points, but you take balloons away from me? I mean, come on.
There's balloons?
I didn't
know. He took Narthex away or something like that.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You know what? Somebody recorded us at Narthex backwards so that we can subtract Narthexes. But I've had just as many emails saying everybody hates the Narthex thing and they're sick of it. But anyway, I don't care. I like it a lot.
Narthex!
Weekly.
You shut your mouth!
Okay, we can do that. Update.
All right, it's time for a weekly update. I don't know which one to do. Here's two of them. We'll take the chat room's advice. Do you want to hear cheating on the scooter board race or Jenna's campfire? I'll let you guys understand or figure out which one. Chat room, by the way, can be joined every Monday night at 9:30 Eastern. And let's see, it's saying at nlcast.com/watch campfire, Jenna, campfire, campfire, Jenna, campfire. Okay, here we go. The other day, okay, we have this running joke in our house that Jenna is really brilliant and smart and cool. And the Dunder, my son, we call him the Dun now, the Dun is not that. Okay. We love Dunder, but Dunder's two. He don't talk yet. He runs around the house and just kind of buzz around, and he's just random. And he really secretly is smart, so I don't want any emails talking about, I can't believe you sell your son short. Send him to me in a box. I don't want any of that.
Why a box?
Lots of packing peanuts so he won't starve. So anyway, we love him. We think he's great, but he's a boy, and he's random. And so anyway, my wife says, James, go see what Jenna's done in her room. It's kind of genius. And she says, Jenna, make sure you set up your campfire for Daddy. I'm like, campfire? Oh, gosh. So I walk in there, and what she's done is she's taken a lamp, and she has colored a picture of flames on a piece of paper and cut them out and set it up to where the light's just shining on it, and there's all this stuff set up, and you can just see she set up a little campfire, you know?
No
and
way.
It's really, really genius. I was just like, this is creative. This is awesome. I'm so proud of her. And we were talking about her. Man, she's so awesome. She's so creative. And about that same time, my son comes busting out of the closet with nothing but a diaper and some big old headphones on, and he's just going, brah! Running, he just runs right past us, and I'm like, and there's the Dun right there, right on time. We got Beauty and the Beast right there. It's like, so in 1 second, we're like, Jenna, that is so creative, that's so awesome. Bruh! So that's
I he knows said, how to steal her thunder.
I said, what's sad though is they're going to be, you know, 18 and 16 is going to be the same thing, you know. Oh, Jenna, you just got into like Harvard, and Dunder's going to be like, I can drive now, blah! You know. So. I got birdie feet, you know, it's just something random, and he's still going to be
in, got a girlfriend.
He's going to be nothing but a diaper still, you know. I lettered in number two. Yeah. I don't even know what that means, but that's what it's going to be. So, yeah, there you go. Jenna's campfire. Next week, I'll have to do a scooter board race because it's pretty funny. I just totally cheated on a scooter board race in front of thousands of parents. But anyway. All right, John or Trevor, I'm sorry. What you got, buddy? Alterman.
Well, first, I want to set the record straight in the fact that I'm not off having a baby while I'm supposed to be recording the podcast.
Dang it. Somebody told you. I hate you, listeners.
I'll be all John. So, yeah, no, I'm not really having a baby. No, I'm sorry. And that's not what's really happening.
You nailed me, man.
No, I was just for the record, what I was off is I was off at my city council meeting because I'm going to be running for alderman of the city I live in the fall election. So I was just getting my feet wet politically wise.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, that's important.
So
what is the alderman? Can I ask what is that? Like a mayor or a something?
That's probably a government secret.
I'd have to kill you.
Oh, I don't want to know.
It's what we call bats up here, so I'm going to try to turn into a bat and fly away.
Yeah, I already did that, so I guess I am an alderman.
Alderman is like city councilman. I don't know what they – I think different cities call them either councilors or – there's people who sit on the chair with the mayor, so they make the decisions along with the mayor of the city. Oh, so
cool.
All right. Well, good luck.
So – well, we'll see how the fall goes. But anyway, that's not funny. What is funny, however, is I was having...
John's going to be in government.
we'll see what the election results
are. Canada just stepped up a few notches. Yeah. Their standards are so high. Anyway, go ahead.
The other day, I was having a conversation with my oldest daughter. And she comes over to me and she kind of gets the secretive tone on her voice. And she goes, Daddy, do you want to know a secret? It's like, yeah, what? You know what, honey? She says, we were reading a book at school the other day. And you know what was in the book? I said, what was in the book? You know? And she looks at me with this big old grin on her face. She goes, naked chicks. And I said, excuse me? She goes, yeah, it was this little chicken and it didn't have any feathers. And she laughed.
She was all wanting to see the book.
That's awesome. I want to get a t-shirt with naked chicks on it. That would be so awesome.
Naked chicks.
Just these two hairless baby chicks and just under, and that was it. That'd be it. What is this on your shirt? Naked chicks.
That's awesome. Just have naked chicks across the front and then just have the chicken on the back.
Okay, look for that in the NLCast store this week. I'm serious. I'm going to make that shirt.
Naked chicks.
I'm going to call that show. I'm going to make that shirt.
I'm going to wait for it on Woot.
Oh, good stuff.
Shirt.woot.com. So, John.
Hey, yeah, well, I got an awesome weekly update. I had the flu last week, and it was so – I don't usually get sick.
Which is why we didn't do the show, by the way, people, last week. We had a recap show because of John. All
right. Okay, I'll take the blame for that this time.
I'm so sorry, guys.
I'm ready. I was going to try and do it, but then
– then I threw up all over my family and – sorry, well, guys.
Yeah, I didn't want you guys to have to hear the toilet flushing so many times.
Be like a normal show. But.
Yeah. For the first time in my marriage, my wife actually got to witness me vomiting.
Oh, yum.
And I have to say, I don't usually do – I hate to vomit. I don't like puking or calling Ralph or whatever you call it. It's nasty. But when I do it, it is like, it's like an event because I make this pay-per-view. Horrible noise. Yeah. She said it was so bad.
I can't believe I paid for this.
This sucks. No, wait, I guess it blows chunks.
We'll be right back to John chunking after these brief messages. And we're back. Here he comes. It sounds a lot like this.
It does. It does.
Awesome.
And I got this other thing. I have to share this because this is really cool. We have a couple listeners that are actually dating, and they're also Twitter friends of mine. And Dr. Quest and Norwegian Girl actually sent me an early birthday gift. So I got in the mail, I got Army of Two, which is a PS3 game.
Aww.
And it is very cool. And I want to publicly thank Dr. Quest and Norwegian Girl for their very kind gift. So
sweet. You're not the only one, by the way. Not from them, but Christine Peeler from Twitter. Yeah. She sent me a gift.
Really?
Yes. She sent me a Fred Rogers, a.k.a. Mr. Rogers calendar, 2010 calendar. And it is amazing. It's hanging in my office right now at my church office. And it has awesome sayings in it and
great pictures
of him. He's one of my, he's like one of my heroes. The world got a little more dangerous when he died. It just,
I totally agree. Is it a 12-month calendar or is it like one of the off the wall?
It is a 13-month calendar. It is a bonus. Oh. You get a bonus month. So there's December and then there's Jamesuary right there behind it. And so enjoy that month, those of you that have the Fred Rogers calendar. Jamesuary is awesome month.
Jamesuary? Celebrated
Jamesuary. Yeah.
Indeed.
Thanks,
Christine.
Is there January too? You mean Christine Peel from the Pink Acres podcast?
Yeah, Pink Acres podcast. Great show. Listen to it, the latest episode this week. And so you guys need to check out Pink Acres in iTunes. And
hey, wait a second. I thought I have actually a further weekly update.
Okay.
Hey, you know who sent me a gift?
No.
Nobody.
Who? Oh. Got to get on Twitter once in a while.
Sorry, Alderman.
Sorry. You sacrifice your social life for the good of your country. Poor you. Poor you. All right, let's do some of this real quick.
News.
That was loud. Hey, did you hear the news? We got an iPhone app. Dadgum, we're cool. So, check it out. You need to. You need to go to the iTunes store with your iPhone, and download that sucker. It is, what is it, $2.99? So I'll be the first to say it's a little pricey as far as iPhone apps go. Okay, yeah. I am admitting that right now, but I bought it. John bought it. Trevor.
I paid. Trevor, did you buy it?
Not a real fan. Oh, sorry. He's in the chat room right now. He can't be bothered.
I'm going to be an alderman.
But you need to check it out because you get extras. That's the thing that it really adds. We make a point to add things to the show that you can't get anywhere else except through that iPhone app. Like, for instance, last week, episode 141, you click on the extras tab and you get to see a picture of John's finger butt. How awesome is that?
Everybody wants to see my finger butt.
Is there a black stripe across the crack so that you can't?
So gross.
So it's still G-rated?
Yeah. And this week we're going to have some audio extras for the first time. So that'll be pretty cool. But every single episode that you get through the iTunes app or iPhone app is really cool. So check it out at on the iPhone. Rate it if you've bought it. Okay, help us out. That'd be awesome. Speaking of iPhone apps, we have decided a couple weeks ago, we told you to send in emails with the iPhone app as the subject line. We had 19 people that did that. And so I am going to go to a random number generator, and I'm going to give away 4 codes for free apps, okay?
Can I have one?
Dude, I had to buy my own app. Don't talk to me. All right, the first one is number 17, so let me count down 17. That's 19, 18, 17. Jay Hall, Drummer Boy, 2014. And that's Josh Hall. Email me, buddy. You just won iPhone app number 1, okay?
Yeah!
Here's another one. And generate 12. Let's see who the 12th caller was. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 11, 12. Here we go. Julia Pathmark Zoo, you are number 2. So we got 2 more. Let's do it. Number
Julia
8.
Pathmark.
Soup. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Roxana Sandoval, you need to email me, and I'll email you your app, okay? Or the code for your app. And the last one is 17. So, did I say that already?
You already did.
Yeah.
Let me get it.
Hold on. All right, here we go. 15 would be the next one. And that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Here we go. No, that's not an it. Yeah, it is. It is. Emma. Dadgummit. I don't know if that's the same Emma. Clueless 033. You are Emma. You are our last and final app receiver. So congratulations to those who won. And you know, send in your email or respond and say you heard this, and we'll send that right out to you. Any unclaimed after 1 week will be resubmitted. So if you'd like a last minute second try, go ahead and send an email to james@nlcast.com. Subject line iPhone app, or I'm sorry, NLCast app. And we'll put you in the second chance drawing, if there is a second chance. Not saying there will be. So there you are. How you doing? I'm doing fine. Time to move right along. Hey, last bit of news is the apology show is next week. Monday. So if you have any apologies to make, any funny stories that involve apologizing to people, we've had some really great ones. People apologizing to fat kids they made fun of in elementary school.
Oh, no.
Just all kinds of horrible stuff. So that's a wake-up call to me and to my co-host. We need to get our apology shows together. This will be the first theme show we've done in quite a while. So get your apology stuff in, voicemails or emails. And get those in as soon as possible. Send those things to james@nlcast.com or call them in 2095-NLCAST. Okay? Okay.
One of the many tools of the devil.
Oh, no!
All right, that's the LBB name, or bumper, whatever. It's like my first podcast. I don't know how to talk anymore. This is from Marcel. Marcel says, hi, John, Trevor, and James.
Well, I was first.
I'm an afterthought. I was in parentheses. Great. LBB is Marcel. No, I recently got on board a plane to Hawaii and found a couple airborne LBBs. I was sitting in my seat and noticed some loud music coming from behind me. In my defense, it was very loud rap music with highly obscene lyrics. So it became pretty annoying. My wife mentioned that I should ask them to turn the music down, but being the non-confrontational type, I didn't feel like it. Yeah. You were scared. You're scared.
I've been the same way.
Of the thugs who were behind you listening. A couple of minutes later, it seemed like the music got louder. So I finally turned around to tell these guys, turn your music down. I turned with full intention of talking to a couple of rough and tough teenagers. But to my surprise, I was looking at a pale 6-year-old girl sitting between her parents. So in conclusion, I believe the parents of this girl are LBBs for listening to such obscene music. So there you go.
Whoa.
It's great.
A pale 6-year-old girl.
I'm gonna drop. She's pale. She's all like, why are all the words bad?
I'm gonna drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Yeah. So anyway.
I don't even know.
Pants on the ground. Walk around town with your pants on the ground. You're looking like a fool.
Alright. Time for some middle school drama. Middle school drama. Dear NLCast, I forgot my middle school voice, sorry. Dear NLCast, once when I was in gym, we had to switch gyms, and one of the fourth graders stole my pants, and it was winterish weather, and I had to walk home in shorts, and the door was locked, so I had to walk to the most public place in town. Girls saw me, and I was so embarrassed when I told my dad I got in trouble. I was wearing long iron socks and a winter coat, and it looked weird, Robert. Oh, that was hard to read.
It was hard to listen to.
I love that he had to walk to the most public place in town. So real quick, guys, what would be the most public place in your town? What qualifies a part of town as the most public place? And why would you need to walk there?
And center of Main Street.
The other requirement is there apparently needs to be girls there.
Oh, it's a park. A park. That's
okay. The most public place
library is good. That's a good one.
I'm trying to think.
That. Grocery store.
I think Walmart in my dreaded St. Petersburg is probably the most popular place, the most public place in town. And there are some girls there. So there you go. That's just, I think that's funny. Robert, thanks, buddy. Here's another one. Hey, James, John, and Trevor! Welcome to America, Trev. James, you rock. So, Trevor, I didn't know if you knew, but you're in America now, apparently.
Yes, you have discussed that on a previous show.
I have some middle school drama for you. So I was in gym class wearing my You Might Be a Stalker, Call Me Lucy shirt, and we were playing kickball. I decided I was going to be really cool and slide into home plate. Yeah, okay. Well, I started to slide into home plate, and I stopped sliding about a foot away from base. So everyone started laughing at me, and needless to say, I got out. The next time I was up to kick, I wanted to jump and dive into second, as I didn't learn my lesson from the first time. I jumped into dive and completely missed the base right before I landed face first on the gym floor. I thought this would be a good story for Nobody's Listening. Love your podcast. Missed the recap song, though. And when I'm old enough for the forums, I will be Jarhead. So keep a lookout for your worst nightmare on the forums. Hope this makes it on the show. Broke ya, Taylor Lucy. So you dove on a gym floor.
That's die hard. Yeah.
Man, that's hardcore.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say. Good.
Hardcore parkour.
Hardcore parkour?
Hardcore.
All right, you know, forum members, I'm now going to start telling people, please don't check out the forums because Taylor's coming. As soon as you see Jarhead on the forums, you need to run screaming. So your worst nightmare will come true. A middle schooler is going to ruin our forums.
No, it's impossible. You already did it. I mean,
oh, wow. See, I wasn't going to talk about the fact that I broke the forums. I deleted every single thing on them on accident. Such a moron. Mm. Why do you people even listen to my show? Because it's tragic. I make you feel good about yourself. You're like, if this moron can survive.
Oh, come on, man. Oh,
thanks, John. Thanks, John.
I'm sorry.
Love you too.
Are they fixed yet?
They're up, but there's nothing there. It's like
I've
a wasteland.
Than you do, Trevor.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were like number three now.
Stinking Wyo Kid's back. That's how bad it is. No, I'm kidding.
Dude.
That's a blast from the past. Oh, it's Lord. Fun. We're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, I think it's Trevor's turn to tell a story. So, Trevor, did you know?
It is.
Oh, dear. We'll figure it out. And when we do, we'll get back right to you. Peace.
So, what's our podcast about?
Well, let's see. I made a list here. I thought we could just include everything.
Everything?
Yeah, like this. And on Capitol Hill today, a bunch of old rich people spent money we don't have on stuff we don't need for people who shouldn't be here.
No, 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 it's not news.
Okay, what about this? The new Droid by Google is poised to supplant the iPhone.
No.
Windows 7.
No.
Mac versus PC?
It's not tech.
Hmm. Let's see, I only have one thing left on my list. World of Warcraft? Podhammer? LARPers, whatever those are.
It's not gaming.
So what's our podcast about?
It's just us. Visit us at itsjustuscast.com or subscribe to It's Just Us in iTunes. It's not news. It's not tech. It's not a lot of things. It's just us.
Star Wars.
No.
Monty Python.
No.
Featured story.
All right, featured story time. Trevor, I understand, though, first you have a public service announcement. What in the world is that?
Yes, I would just like to state that as we were commenting previously in the show regarding a certain shirt that James is going to perhaps create, mm-hmm. I would suggest against Googling Naked Chicks t-shirt. You will find nothing that is of
nothing appropriate for this audience. Yes, just go directly to nlcast.com and click on store. Oh man, where's my pocket sitcom now?
Oh, hopefully somebody took it away from you.
No, they didn't. That's the fun part. So here we go. Oh, that was so wimpy. You can't even hear it.
Mm.
There you go. Sounds like zombies snoring.
That's what I was thinking.
I got butter on my head. All right, Trevor, take us to the wonderful world of Canada and tell us a story from that wonderful land.
Of Canada. wonderful land.
Sounds like popcorn or something.
Sounds like death. Wow. Go away.
Sounds like death.
Yeah. Like somebody was dropped in fry oil.
Yeah, that's
sort of what it sounds like. Oh, the it now that you have that application and I'm aware of it, mm-hmm. Do I have to tell the featured story? Because you interrupt me most of the time as it is.
I will not use that
app. Have a device app to do so.
I will not use that app for the remainder of the show unless I can find a 1/8 inch to a 1/4 inch plug to get it piped directly into the soundboard.
1/8 inch?
Yeah.
I got one. I'll send it to you.
No, I have them. I just got to find it. So.
Yes. What were you doing before? Because you had it during the break you were making noises.
I unplugged the computer. I unplugged the sound effects computer.
Hey, I see. All right. Am I going to start now, or are you just still rummaging around, man? Well, let's see. I have a few choices here to go with, and let's see. As this was, you know, prepared well in advance, where you're telling the story. You know, I am going to tell the story of the first and only time that I broke a bone in my body.
Oh, wait a second. It didn't stick out of your skin, did it?
No, sir, it did not. Would that make it better?
No, that would make it worse. I'd probably pass out.
Oh, excellent.
Let me change it. Change the ending.
Then James makes a...
Yeah, I'm working on that, actually, right now.
And then John falling into
the
deep
cool
fryer.
Part is I can fix it to where you guys will never even hear the sound. It's just the chat room will. It's so rad. All right.
First and only time
you broke a bone. First and only time I've broken a bone. This was back when, let's see, I was 10-ish, I would guess, give or take.
Okay.
And I had now the story of actually me breaking my bone is only half the story. So don't worry. That's not the main thrust of the story, John. So you'll probably be okay. Although I do break a bone in the story. So
okay.
So I was off with a down the road from where I live with a at a buddy of mine's place.
Real quick. I hate to interrupt. Yes. I really do.
I'm sure you do.
I'm hearing, for some reason, I'm hearing a lot of like a sound of something hitting a microphone stand.
Oh, that may be me. Let me see you here. Does it sound?
Yeah, it sounds a lot like that.
I made things worse.
Hey, do you hear a sound that sounds like two microchips running into each other?
No.
Okay.
Microchips?
Nothing but the best for the NLCast listeners.
Sorry, we've been on a long break. We just got to get, you know.
Yeah,
get back. Forget how to do this.
Life is a highway after all.
Yes, I believe it was my headset cord was hitting my microphone stand.
Oh, I'm glad I said something because now it's going to be a lot better. All right, go ahead, man. Knock it out.
There we go. I should be out of range without hitting it.
All right.
Or something that sounds more like English. So I was at a buddy of mine, place who lived just down the road from me. And he kind of lived on this steep, steep area. Like the road that left his area was really steep. His driveway was steep. It was a steep mountainous area. It may have been San Francisco, probably Canada. So I was over at his place, and we were... Why are we giggling?
I was just thinking of San Francisco in Canada. I don't know, though. That's not really funny, but it made me laugh.
I was thinking about San Francisco, and it's got a lot of hills.
It does. And they got good bread there, too.
And Ray Cerrone?
Yep.
It's the San Francisco treat, I hear. Wow, it's even more creepy telling a story when James doesn't interrupt.
I'm trying to stick to my guns here, and it's not easy.
I know, and you know what? And it makes me feel uncomfortable because it's so unusual.
I know, but the fans love it.
Yeah, you're just trying to prove the fact that we can't carry a show between the two of us, and you are an integral part of the... you're not just webmaster, you are the MC.
He's the man.
That's right.
Yo. Anyway, so we were off roller skating around his house. So we had decided to, you know, we're roller skating around. We're not that good at it yet. It wasn't a problem going up and down the road. Now, the problem came in where the his driveway went down kind of steep, and instead of kind of smoothly transitioning to the road, it kind of went over into a it kind of went into just this 90 degree angle sort of thing, where it kind of went down nice simple slope and then straight into the road. And sort of like, the best part of this, I was gonna say, the best part of the story is that while James is being quiet, I know he's wired in this thing, and he's making all kinds of noises over my story that I can't hear.
It makes it more dramatic.
It makes it creepy, and I don't know what's going on. And I'm you're making me feel uncomfortable, James.
I wish I could hear it.
Anyway. And then I broke bones. And what do you got, James?
Wait, come on. Okay, the road went down the street. And
so the road went down. The driveway went down. So I was skating down that, and as it hit the transition between the road and the driveway, I lost my balance and fell backwards. And in order to catch my fall, I kind of put my arms behind me, and I broke my wrist in this fashion.
Yes.
Now, I had never broken a bone before, so I went up to my buddy's dad, and I feel so uncomfortable now because I know James is messing with me. I can't hear it.
Just
I'm going to ignore that. I'm going to shut it out. I'm just telling a story with my eyes closed, not looking at anything. I'm in my room by myself talking, and I'm sure there's probably noises happening in my quiet room.
All by yourself.
So anyway, I go up to my buddy's dad, you know, and it's like, I think I broke my wrist. So, you know, he kind of looks at me, and, you know, I hold my arm out in front of me, and he says, okay, well, does it feel any different when I do this? And he kind of raises my entire arm up. Like, not, he didn't move it. He didn't adjust it. Just kind of moves the entire arm up. And then all of a sudden, I felt like I was going to pass out. It's like, yep, that feels different. He says, okay, you got to, you know, head home. You know, you got to go into the hospital. Now, here's where... No. Now, my dad, at this point in time, was a big car race fan. And this Sunday that I happened to break my wrist happened to be the day of the Indianapolis 500. My house. It's like, Dad, you know, I think I broke my wrist here. You know, and he's like, oh, really? And now my dad, when these races used to happen, like he'd write down the starting grid and where everybody started. And he had notes that he'd keep during the race. This was a big ordeal for him. So,
wow. That's great.
So anyway, so I go up to, you know, it's like, you know, Dad, you know, I broke my wrist. You know, you take me to the hospital. It's like, can your mom do it? It's like, well, yeah, okay. So I went and asked my mom. So, you know, it's like, Dad's watching the race and, you know, I've mangled myself horribly. Could you help me out here, Ma, please? So my mom gets ready to take me into the hospital. She says to my dad, it's like, okay, fine. I'll take him into the hospital. He says, now, the only thing that's going on is I have clothes in the dryer, but the timer on the dryer doesn't work. So the only thing I'm asking you to do is in about an hour, go down and shut the dryer off. That's all you have to do. Okay, got it. So my mom takes me into the hospital. I did break my wrist. I got the x-rays done. I got the cast on. It was my right hand, which led to weeks of me writing ineligibly because I just couldn't. My left hand is useless. Like, I am, like, there is ambidextrous and then there is me. Like, I had the exact polar opposite of it.
I feel you, so, man.
So anyway, so I get in the hospital, come home, and the dryer is still going and cranking. We're talking probably a good 5 hours later here. The race is already over by now. The clothes are very, very dry at this point in time. And so my mom was not entirely happy with the situation. And so I broke my wrist. My dad watched the race, and the clothes were fluffy and warm. And I was
not. And all the rest of your clothes, you had to wear them, and they were like 10 sizes too small, right?
Well, no, it's hard because, see, I'm such a small individual that, like, all my clothes start off so small they can't actually shrink anymore. So.
So that's the story? That was a great one. Thank you, Trevor. Thank you.
I can't wait to listen to it.
It was funny, right, folks? Thank you. Yes.
I can't believe I wasted one of my stories on something that could have been drawn out in the future so you could have your little game in the back. But okay, I'll be your little monkey, James. I'll dance for the people.
Hey, but you got it. He kept his word. He didn't interrupt.
That's right. Well, that's right.
He did not, however.
Best story ever. Yeah. Yeah.
And then when my arm was broke, my bone popped out, John. Huh?
See, if you had worked me into it, maybe I would have.
Hey, I just need to ask you a question, Trev. When you fell down, did anyone say, broke you? Awesome.
I hope you enjoyed that, James.
Oh, I did. It was the best day ever. I just sucked so bad that it hurt Trevor's feelings. That was unintentional, I promise.
We're sitcom nice now.
Hey, well, you know what happened? You broke, what really happened, and Trevor didn't tell this because he didn't know this, but what happened, because Trevor was about to hit a growth spurt at that point in his life, and when he fell, he broke his growth plate, and so he stopped growing. But that's not the bad part. What really happened was he went to the hospital, and because of the healthcare stuff that they got up there, they gave him a bionic arm. Yeah, that's what happened. He has a bionic arm, and it shoots lasers.
Congratulations!
How do you like that? How'd you like that, Trevor? Where's that? See, you didn't interrupt it.
I can't believe that James has been positioned in a place to form the minds of young children seeking guidance from.
It's scary, isn't it?
That's why he needs this show as an outlet, because he gets so much stress doing that, right? I need to take it out on these guys.
I will tell you this, though. I should have made this one a week ago. Speaking of which, Sunday I was feeling pretty silly, and I happened to find an Elmo puppet backstage right before service. And so Elmo accompanied me out during my greeting of the children, and all Elmo did was yell at the kids. He was like, hi, did you forget about me? You used to watch me all the time. What's the deal? And then they're talking smack to him. Don't you make me come down and Elmo will jack you up.
Elmo will, you know, you're not living in the inner city anymore, right, James? You moved on to a better place.
White kids were crying, you know.
I was going to say.
You know you still got my DVD at your house, you know. So.
Plug it in. Elmo says plug it in.
Elmo, love you. So, and then Elmo got tossed backstage and he's like, they loved that. They loved it.
I'd love to be a kid in there.
So yeah, you could diss it if you want, but some of them kids are loving them some church, and that's awesome. Let's do some of this.
ENV mail.
Thank you for calling.
Oh, it's America's favorite part of the show, the ENV mail segment. What do you say, people? That's what I thought. They love it. All right. Hey, thanks, you folks. Have a seat. Thank you.
Where do those people come from?
I don't know. They're everywhere. That's America right there, folks. And Canada.
I think we stole the Prairie Home Companion's studio audience. This is Garrison Keillor with the Prairie Home Companion, and now I'm going to bore you with my voice so you'll all fall asleep.
That's it, man. Sorry. That was great. This one is from Fergus. Hi, NLCast. Love the show. Not really much to say. Fergus from Switzerland. Fergus, you made it in just because you're from Switzerland. Just letting you know.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. He's from Switzerland. Do they speak Swiss in Switzerland? Or is it like a different language?
I don't know. They speak whatever you were doing there, John.
Yeah?
I think the Switzers are upset at us now. Great. We've ticked off the people of Norwegian.
Oh, no.
And
I'm
now
sorry.
The Switzers are mad. So great. I think they make switch blades in Switzerland. All right. Hey, James, Trevor, and John, I'm a new listener. It took me a month and a half to catch up on all the shows. Wow, how you guys have changed. I love how you've ended up, though. You guys are wicked funny, and you really crack me up. It's truly a wonderful, funny, grossly hysterical at times show. I have tried a couple times to send stories in, not sure if you got any of them. I'm trying again with this different story in case you didn't like the others. One story I sent in was a young girl who embarrassed the heck out of my mom, and I did that a lot as a child. It was a Chocolate Man story. If you ever got that one, let me know. I'll send it again. Anyway.
Chocolate Man story?
I did pre-read this, so it's worth it. When my oldest daughter... I call her Jingles, was a little girl, about four. She wanted to play with Play-Doh, so I set her up at the kitchen table while I did the dishes, and I could see her in the reflection of the window as I washed. I saw her stuff a little orange Play-Doh up her nose. I turned around, "No, Jingles! What are you? Stop that!" Horrified, I tried to get the Play-Doh out, but she was so tiny, it was just stuck up in there. I had to bring her to the doctor's to have him get it out. As horrible as it was, when the doctor was pulling out the Play-Doh, he noticed there was other stuff in her nose. She had stuffed a little bit of hamburger up there, too. I was so grossed out and embarrassed. "That's not all," he says. Oh, no. What else should she possibly... Yes.
How much would you pay for this Play-Doh up a nose?
Wait, I got to do it this way. Oh, dang it. I don't have the right application up. I need to combine these. There's got to be one with a little bit more to it than this one. But he says, okay, she had hamburger out there. I was so grossed out. And, wait a minute. He said, I was so grossed out. Wait, there's more. And that was so worth it. Trust me, that's comedy gold. "That's not all," says the doc. "Oh, no. What else does she possibly get in there?" He proceeded to pull out a kernel of corn.
Oh, no.
And a piece of scrambled egg. So there's three meals in there. Nasty. Oh. The doctor gave her a little speech about not stuffing things up her nose. And I didn't let her play with Play-Doh or eat for a while after that.
Enough nourishment coming through her nose.
I watched her more closely at mealtimes. That's it. Broke you. I hope my story wasn't too long. Keep up the great work. Lori from Maine. Oh, my goodness, man. I used to stick peas up my nose. And I really panicked one time because I accidentally snorted and it went deep. It went deep in there. Yeah. And then you learn pretty quick. All you have to do is plug one side and, you know, just shoot it out. So...
Now, if this little girl would have a theme song, being her name is Jingles, I guess her name would be Jingles Nose, got stuff shoved up in it. I'm not very good at songs.
No, I think the people liked it. Yeah, so that was great stuff. It makes anything fun.
Oh, man, that's amazing.
It'd be Jingles got a pee stuck in, or not a pee. What'd she have in her nose?
Play-Doh. Play-Doh, an egg, hamburger, and a piece of corn.
Mm. Okay, let me just try. Let me see what I can do here with that. Let me get my... Here we go. Jingle was a little girl. She got lunch in her nose, and it was wonderful up there. Yeah. But she made a mistake of sticking non-toxic Play-Doh in her schnoz, and that's when Mama had enough. Oh, it's time to go to the doctor, Jingles. It's time to have your nose roto-rootered. Even though you have a Las Vegas-style buffet, I guess picking your nose would not be as gross or as useless, because other kids may be eating boogers, but you're getting nutritious vittles. Yeah, yeah. Oh, Jingle, your nose should have, what's the name? What's the thing? Nutrition information stamped on it. Yeah. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. There you go.
This song brought to you by Go to My PC.
Oh, Lord. When I was about 4 or 5 years old, I went to a basketball game. I think the team was called the Gators because their mascot was a gator. Really? You figure?
Could have been the Crocs.
Could have been. Could have been named after some rubber shoes. When the Gator mascot walked out during halftime, I wanted to see it. So I climbed onto the railing, and I saw it for a few seconds. But then I flipped over to the other side of the railing.
Oh.
I fell down a few concrete steps. But the worst part was when my bottom lip got caught under one of the metal bolts that hold down the seats. And it forced my teeth to go through my bottom lip and wrap itself slightly around the bolt. Two teeth were left. And
I'm not listening to this anymore.
I got to admit something. I really elaborated that.
Oh, you're sick. You should stop that.
Gristle and Boone. Oh, man. What was really bad is when the tooth came out, the nerve stayed in my face, and it stretched.
And then she shoved it up her nose.
No, he says, I fell down a few concrete steps. The worst part was when my bottom lip got caught on one of the metal bolts that hold down the seats. Next thing I see is a guy pick me up and carry me over to my parents. Blood was gushing from my wounded lip. The next thing I know, I'm in the emergency room. The doctor, he tried to give me stitches, but I wouldn't lay still. So my dad ended up having to sit on me to keep me still. Finally got my stitches in. The only good outcome of the whole thing is when I got my stitches out, I could pull my bottom lip over my nose. Sadly, it was only temporary because they restitched the hole. I just added that too. Godong from the forums. So that wasn't really funny. It was just funny to see John squirm.
It's great stuff. I'm glad that you don't have a video of us up. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, man. Okay. So, I'm sorry, John, that you're such a wimp.
I'm not.
Even though you sit in the third chair. If I could, I would reach over and hug you, but I can't reach over there.
And I'd run anyways.
Old John, that's not candy.
Okay.
That's my tooth busted through my lip. Every time you get grossed out, all you do is make the middle schoolers think they need to send you more gross songs and nasty stuff and stories where their heads fall off, and you should just chill out and apologize more. Thank you.
Thank you,
ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Okay. Hey, NLCast, when John was talking about his weekly update, the one about being a bathroom ninja and such, it reminded me of a story from a while back. Me and my family were in Sears, and all of a sudden nature called. I got to the bathroom and selected the install to do my dirty work in. Oh, I can't believe I just read that. My dirty work. Ugh. Since it was the install, it was larger and more spacious than the average wall stall. That's because you stole a handicap stall. Your feet weren't even touching the ground. That meant that the toilet was against the wall, so you couldn't reach the door from where you were sitting down, which is important. I always select my bathroom stalls based on how close I am to the door. I walked into the stall, closed the door, tried locking it, only to find the lock was broken. Broken in such a way that anyone could walk in my stall at any time. Since I wasn't going to be too long, I figured I'd just stay in the stall and get it over with. About 2 minutes later, oh gosh, Should I read that?
I don't know. I don't have the show notes open, but I can imagine.
After 2 minutes of sitting in the toilet giving birth to John's twin brother.
Oh, hey, now you shouldn't have read that.
Why?
That's not funny.
Why are you laughing?
Because my mom didn't send that in, did she?
Yeah, she probably did. There was other Dunder, and then there's other John. So there it is. I hear the bathroom door open. I get slightly worried as I hear footsteps walk in the bathroom. Ah, well, I thought he probably just going to go use the urinal. However, as I leaned down and peered under the wall of the stall, I saw the feet walk past the urinals and straight to my stall. That's because you had the deluxe suite. That's why. The amount of terror and panic I felt was incredible. I had no idea what to do. Thinking quickly, the only thing I knew to do was actually stand up from the toilet, wobble over to the door, and push on the door to make the illusion as if it were locked. Well, the guy started pushing on the door. He felt it give a little. It didn't succeed the first time, so he pushed even harder and harder again. Apparently, he wasn't going to stop. He wasn't even thinking that somebody may be in the stall, so after a few seconds, he decided to give up. I decided to give up and just scooch back over and sit down real quick.
Ooh, yucky.
At this point, I will give John the opportunity to finish the story in a wonderful fashion. And then James can read the actual ending. So how did the story end, John? Hold on. Let me get you some appropriate music here. Okay. So it's, hold on.
I get to finish the story.
Yay.
However, did I get this gift? So as I stood there, wondering why I did that in the first place, I sat back down to realize the toilet seat had lifted, and I fell inside the toilet. Sitting next to John's twin brother was me, and the water, and the toilet paper, and and that's kind of gross. Yeah.
That's kind of yucky.
Okay, so after I sat back down, the man walked into the stall and saw me sitting there in all my glory. Oh, sorry, he said, and backed out of the stall. It was an interesting moment in my life. Anyway, that is all, Squish 92. So which version did you like the best? I don't know.
My twin brother. Nice, thanks, Squish.
So gross.
That's gross.
All right, my name is Jessica. I'm usually totally blind, and I misread that.
What now?
My name is Jessica. I am totally blind. See, I wonder though, does she mean that like I'm totally blind, like as in I can't see, or is it an 80s thing like, hi, my name is Jessica, and I'm like totally blind, totally. So I don't know.
Maybe is she old enough to remember the Valley Girls?
I don't know.
Then. Okay.
Anyway, my name's Jessica. I'm totally blind. Totally. And I attended a university in New Jersey. After choir rehearsal, I remembered that I left my coat in the music room. I returned to the room and asked one of the other choir members if they'd seen my coat. Before she realized what she was asking, this girl says, "What color was your coat?"
Oh, man.
Since I'm used to these responses from people, I laughed at her. The choir director informed me that the girl's face became redder than a tomato, which made me laugh even harder. The girl obviously realized what she had asked, that she had asked a blind person for a visual description of something that she couldn't even see. She apologized and ran from the room. My choir director still reminds me of this story. P.S. Your podcast is awesome, Jessica. So there you go.
Thanks, Jessica. You know what? I would have been that other person that would have got so embarrassed, and I would have ran away too. I can't.
Podcasts must be awesome for blind people. It's the great equalizer.
Well, they never have to see our ugly face.
Well, and nobody sees it. You know, it's just it's an audio podcast. It's great. Blind people must have been really ticked off when television was invented, now that I think about it.
That's why podcasts are popular again, right?
That's right. It's the blind people. They're awesome. Blind people, we love you and support you. And you can show your support by sending a donation.
Hey, no.
I'm hitting up the blind people now. I have no shame.
Don't you feel bad doing that?
No.
Oh, okay.
As a future politician, I would like to just state this at this point in time that I do not endorse the actions of Mr. Kennison. And
you saying blind people are shameless. Poor? What are you trying to say? Blind people have money, too. I think we're an equal opportunity donation asker for her.
Offender.
Asker for her?
Yeah. All right, blind lady, You email me back and tell me if you were offended by anything I said or if you were rolling on the floor laughing, okay? I know some blind people. I have a blind friend. My best friend's blind. And that's why they're my best friend, because they don't know I'm ugly. Anyway, one more and then we'll get out of here. I think the... oh, good Lord. I said that, and this is like the longest one in the world. Here we go. Hey, James, the one Canadian guy, and whose name I can't really remember. So there you go. My name's Taylor. Aww. If you're wondering why I put Lucy in parentheses next to my name, go back and watch the fifth episode. Okay, because I don't remember the fifth episode or anything. I'm a big, big fan of you guys. I'll be listening to your podcast around my family and burst out in laughter. Now they think I'm insane, which I am, but that's another story for another day. I have a funny story I heard from a Canadian comedian.
Woot.
Speaking of which, Trevor, when I was on my trip to St. Louis, I found Canadian comedy on Sirius Radio. And it was quite a bit of funny stuff. My favorite one was when there was this dude talking to white people, and he was like, "White people beat your kids." He's like, "All the other races are beating their children except for white people." He says, "You don't want your friends. Friends are going to school with brown people and black people and Asian people, and all their kids are talking about how their parents whooped them. You don't want your kid to feel left out, do you?" It was awesome. It was in the Canadian Indian dude, and so he's like your white kid's gonna be like, "My dad didn't whip me, he just sent me to my room." And one of his friends are gonna be like, "Oh, you got your own room, you know?" So
no.
It was terrible. It was awesome.
I must admit that I was expecting, you know, it's like, "Oh yeah, I got this Canadian comedian on there," and he was like, "So, hey, like,
no,
I
went down to there was go very get little some bell
blubber there, hey, man, and no. Like, play some hockey." Some good stuff.
And no. I got let's some go teammates. Do some curling, man.
There was a lot of conversations about Ontario. Apparently, Ontario is like the government central of the world there. Is that true?
Yes. Our capital city is in Ottawa, Ontario.
Ah, there we go. Now you learned something, ladies and gentlemen. You learned something about Canada. Anyway,
and as a future politician, I have to know these sorts of things. So,
hey, my name's Taylor. Blah blah blah. Here we go. So, getting this discount. So, I'm getting on this discount airlines from Virginia to Ontario, and I casually say, "Oh, there's no TV on this plane." And right away, this flying attendant pops out of nowhere and starts going off on me. "No TVs. You know why there's no TVs on this plane? Discount airlines. This is a discount airline. I had to take a 40% cut in pay. Do you know why I had to take the 40% pay cut? Anybody? Anybody? Any clue?" "Well, I've known you for a total of 11 seconds," I said, "and I think I have an idea."
You serious?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So when she was coming around later, she offered me a blanket, and I couldn't resist it. And I said, "Does it unfold into a big TV?" So needless to say, I was thirsty for the rest of the trip. She comes around. She's like, "Juice, coffee, juice, milk, coffee, juice, coffee, jerk, juice." You know, so.
"Here's some salted nuts for you."
Oh, Lord.
Some salted pretzels.
That was from Taylor, Lucy. So thank you. It's awesome.
That was great.
Is this unfolding to a television by chance?
I've only known you for 11 seconds. So
But I think I know why you're on the discount airline.
Yeah. Yeah. Welcome. Welcome. Welcome to my world. Oh, man. Well, I think that is going to wrap it up for us today. Thank you, John. Thank you, Trevor. Appreciate your sweetness, Trevor. I do. You're just such a sweetheart. I appreciate you letting us play random sounds over your show there, over your whatever it was, story.
As a future politician, I have to be able to withstand the constant drubbing of the public. And become unshaken.
That's great. That was good practice for you then. There you go.
You can have a featured story next week too then.
No, shut up. It's the apology story.
Apology show, yeah. Okay. Send us your apologies.
Well, anyway, thanks to our sponsors. Thanks to Rob Govers for our theme music, Spouses for letting us record, our contributors, everyone who listens. Email us at james@nlcast.com. Call in your voicemail, 209-5-NLCAST. That's 209-565-2278. Follow us on Twitter for the latest info on the show, twitter.com/NLCAST, or go to the website at nlcast.com. Click on forums or donate. For any donation of $5 or more, we will let you sponsor one show. And if you're blind, half price. There you go. There you go. Oh. That's the way. That's the olive branch I'm willing to hold out. Okay, that should improve your ratings there, Trevor. So
and
anyway,
you can use that, and you can apologize for that comment on next week's apology show.
Remember, next time you're telling a funny life story, people, tell it like nobody's listening.
I'm on a horse.
Great
commercial.
Hey,
do you think deaf people listen to this show?
Bird. You don't have to apologize to them. They can't hear. You can't hear.
Oh, my goodness.
I wasn't sure because, you know, sometimes they have like little transcribers.
Oh, crap. Just in case, transcribe this. I'm singing a song for the deaf people.
I'm singing a song for the deaf people.
Cause I love them very much.
Cause I love them very much.
I'm gonna read off my credit card number.
I'm reading off my credit card number.
But you won't be able to hear it or even buy lunch.
You can't buy lunch because you're
deaf. You can't hear. And I'm not talking about the 80s rapper version.
You are D-E-A-F, not D-E-F. You cannot hear.
Yeah. I wish I could help you hear. And then you could be my undeaf cousin.
Word.
You'll never hear the dulcet tones of Taylor Swift.
And you should.
You're never gonna hear my little kid say blah, 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 cause that's all my son can say. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Mm. Song for the deaf.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I was actually doing that in sign language. Everything that I said I was doing it in sign language.
Oh, goodness gracious.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.